The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Pray, glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. This is the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. It is fitting that on this festival of Pentecost, the 50th day after Easter, that's where it gets its name from the Greek Pentecost, meaning 50th, that each of our texts this morning should tell us something about the Holy Spirit. This, after all, is the day that we set aside in our church year to remember, to commemorate the descending of the Holy Spirit onto the apostles, as our reading from Acts tells. But again, as I said, each of our texts, not just that incredible and memorable story from Acts 2, has something to say about who the Holy Spirit is and what the Holy Spirit does. Like Genesis 1 before it, our psalm for today, Psalm 104, another in a long line of glorious and overwhelming praise psalms that we have been reading since Easter morning. Psalm 104 places the Holy Spirit at the moment of creation. It tells us that the Holy Spirit, like the Creator and our Savior, the Word made flesh, Jesus, was there at the very beginning. And it tells us that the Holy Spirit is a creative force, a source for new life. Our gospel text this morning comes from the farewell discourse in John, that is, the last words Jesus shares with his disciples before his death. And in these final teachings, Jesus shares with his closest companions, students, followers, and friends the distressing and disturbing news of how he will die. And yet, this is not the only time he shares this news. He does it over and over again, and yet again and again, with each of these descriptions of this difficult and distressing news, Jesus tells them about the Holy Spirit. He tells them and us that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper, the Advocate, will be an enduring presence in and with God's people. And he tells them and us that the Holy Spirit will be a presence of comfort, of healing, and of peace. And then our reading from Acts this morning, a reading my Old Testament professor from Luther Seminary, Rolf Jacobson, says, if you don't read it on Pentecost, they'll kick you out of the church. This depiction in Acts 2 of the day that we commemorate today shows us the Holy Spirit coming and as a sound like the rushing of a violent wind, and appearing like divided tongues as of fire over each of the apostles' heads, causing each of them to preach in languages not native to them, so that they might be heard by the diverse multitude of people in the streets of Jerusalem. The book of Acts tells us that the Holy Spirit is a force of unfathomable power. And it tells us that the Holy Spirit is here to bring God's people together. This day of Pentecost, this holy festival of our liturgical year with all the red and proud, happy songs of celebration, it is the Holy Spirit's day. But it isn't just a day of commemoration. It isn't just a day when we remember what happened at creation or during the Last Supper or on that day at the beginning of the Christian church. No, this isn't just about what the Holy Spirit has already done. Today is a day of recognition. Today is a day of celebration. Today is a day of proclamation, because today is a day when we recognize, celebrate, and proclaim the Holy Spirit's action here and now. You see, the Holy Spirit didn't just hover over the primordial ooze at the beginning of creation. The Holy Spirit wasn't only promised to those original followers of Jesus as they gathered around the table the night before his crucifixion. The Holy Spirit wasn't only blowing through the hearts and minds of those gathered on that fateful day in Jerusalem long, long ago. The Holy Spirit is in our midst today. The Holy Spirit is breathing inside every one of us right here and right now. The Holy Spirit is creating new things in our midst. The Holy Spirit is bringing comfort and help to us, assuring us that we can do hard things, as my son's Brohr's kindergarten teacher used to remind them every morning. The Holy Spirit is gathering us together, liberating our tongues and opening our ears so that we might hear God's voice in the voices of our neighbors. Today is a holy day, a festival day, an important day. Not only because of what has already happened, but because of what is happening now. But even more than that, today is a holy day, this festival of Pentecost, because it is a commemoration of these powerful moments in our history, a celebration of what is happening in our midst, and it is a proclamation, a bold, out loud kind of call about what is coming. So today, let us remember with reverence and solemnity that which came before us. But let us also celebrate with great joy and singing about what is happening now. And then, let us shout from the rafters about what we are about to do. The Holy Spirit is with us, has been with us, will be with us. So let's breathe deep and get going. Amen. Thank you.